Here's one of the best lines I've read this week. The only way the new jobless claims report could be more disturbing is if Bob Dylan sang it on his new Christmas album. That's a tweet from Bad Banana, who we've spoken to before on the show. We'd like to catch up with him to get a sense of what people are thinking, talking, laughing about on social media networks, including Twitter. Bad Banana, otherwise known as Tim Seidel, a creative director at a Greater Nebraska ad agency, joins us from his home in Lincoln. Tim, thanks very much for being back with us.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
And I'm guessing, what, Balloon Boy, executive pay, healthcare debate?
Yes, and I would say Balloon Boy kind of dominated the early part of the week. And, of course, the end of last week when it unfolded live on television during the workday, Ray Adverb said, "The sad thing is, now nobody will believe the thousands of families whose children really are trapped inside runaway balloons."
I had the same thought as I was watching that coverage. I really did. Anything on the release of Windows 7?
This week, Microsoft, as you know, released Windows 7, and MoDat had this to say, "I set my Sleep Number bed to Windows 7. Now my bed has bugs and no support whatsoever."
I want to ask you about some of your tweets, which I enjoyed this week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You talked about your Halloween costume.
Yeah, for Halloween, I'm going as Michael Jackson and Roman Polanski in a saucer balloon made out of healthcare bills and Rob Blagojevich hair.
Is it a fair generalization that the worse things get economically, people kind of seek refuge in certain kinds of humor?
I think that's absolutely true. I get notes all the time from people who say that sometimes a funny note on Twitter here or there is kind of the highlight of their day. I think people are trapped in front of computers. Mm-hmm. I think people are hearing gloomy news at night and seeing gloomy news on their computer screens during the day. And I think they're looking for reasons to smile.
Speaking of gloomy news, if you give credit to the Mayan calendar, the end of the world's at hand, isn't it?
Like I said earlier this week, screw the Mayan calendar. This Dilbert death calendar speaks of nothing beyond December 31st, 2009.
You know, in your own tweets, Tim, you're even-handed politically. I must say I was struck by the sharpness of something you said about something to observe on Saturday.
Well, today,
which I think is a fair observation.
Well, believe it or not, today's a holiday.
Yeah.
And earlier this week I had this to say, "Saturday is United Nations Day. I will celebrate by doing nothing."
Oh, I think the United Nations can take that kind of observation. Tim, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Tim Seidel, better known on Twitter as Bad Banana, speaking to us from his home in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is NPR News.